I'm Dan Klefstad. This Friday, Illinois enters Phase 4 of its reopening. That means restaurants will be able to serve patrons indoors and larger groups can gather at events. Bill Wheelhouse has more.
Illinois Restaurant Association President Sam Toya says the last 12 weeks were devastating for food establishments.
We started with 594,000 people working in the industry at the beginning of the year, and 321,000 of them are now either on unemployment or furloughed.
But with the governor's announcement of Phase 4 coming, restaurants will be able to have indoor service starting Friday. Toya says restaurant workers should wear face coverings and gloves and clean hands frequently, and he's asking customers to also wear face coverings until they're seated at their tables, which will need to be distanced from others. Toya expects about 80% of Illinois restaurants are still in business. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
Phase 4 also clears the way for museums and movie theaters to operate with some limits on crowds. Major movie theater chains won't be opened this Friday. Regal Theaters will begin showing films July 10th, while AMC is waiting until the middle of next month. Meanwhile, the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield will partially reopen July 1st. Spokesman Chris Wills says there will be changes.
We are going to be selling tickets online only to reduce the contact between people here at the museum. We will have fewer showings of our theatrical presentations so that we can clean in between shows, and we'll ask our audience members to sit further apart.
The Presidential Library will only be open by appointment. In other news, a federal court denied a request by the Illinois State Board of Elections to suspend enforcement of ballot access requirements for third-party candidates. At the end of April, Judge Rebecca Pallmeyer moved the deadline for third-party candidates to file a petition to August 7th. Pallmeyer also decreased the amount of signatures necessary for those petitions and allowed those signatures to be collected electronically. ISBE alleges the loosened requirements would irreparably damage officials' ability to conduct the November 3rd general election. The court stated third-party candidates would suffer clear harm if the board's request was granted. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. Days ahead of the state's next reopening phase, the number of new cases grew by less than 500 yesterday. IDPH reports 462 new cases of COVID-19. The statewide total now 137,224. 26 people were reported died from the virus yesterday. That pushes the death toll to 6,671. Locally, new cases were reported in Alexander, Jackson, Marion, Pulaski, and Williamson counties. Voices for Illinois Children has released its 2020 Illinois Kids Count report. WSIU's Benji Jeffords has more.
The report shows improvements in the outcome of children's health over the last decade, but gaps for health care for children in the state remain. The report indicates a larger gap for health care for children of color and inequalities in health well-being and other socioeconomic areas for children of race and ethnicity. Illinois Kids Count Project Manager Bill Burns says they recommend state agencies collect and release data by race and ethnicity instead of the state as a whole. He says that would improve children's outcomes.
We think that would be an effective way to help the state determine how to target its resources a little bit better. We also suggest making additional investments in school-based health centers, particularly in rural areas.
For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.